More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Well, it's not Nikki and Zamello. It's Zamello and Verity.
Verity.
After it. Welcome.
Good morning.
Vsauce. Or as we've mentioned before, Veritas Protect Stadium. It's okay taking it into a different direction.
But I like it. Couldn't recite it, but I like Vsauce. We'll stick with that.
So you're just ignoring anything else we're going to go with? Is that where it's going? It's like, that's it. No,
I've already forgotten how to even say it. Sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
We're not taking it into silly territory. Thank you very much. Can we talk about...
I don't know, can we?
Carefully, let's talk about Avengers Endgame.
No, because I haven't seen it, so I can't.
Well, and apart from that, people get very, very antsy if you give too much detail away. Did you hear there was a crowd in Hong Kong that turned on a guy, apparently, according to reports, who was yelling out spoilers? They beat him up.
Full on. Savage.
Obviously, we don't encourage that kind of behaviour. No. But a reminder, people, it's just a movie. It is. Isn't it? Last time I checked, it was just a movie.
I don't know. I mean, people get tattoos with all the characters.
It's maybe a bit past that point now.
Yeah, look.
They're end of the lecture. That's all we're saying about it, okay?
Transform your verge into a beautiful native garden with some free plants.
Not a euphemism, is it?
No.
Your verge isn't meant to be
code
for something.
No, your actual verge. Okay. Literal.
So I don't know if you've heard this or not, but a parrot in Brazil has been taken into custody.
A parrot?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
For warning its drug-dealing owner that cops were about to launch a raid. Apparently, it squawked mummy police in Portuguese. The police believe that it was trained to spot police cars.
How would you go about...
That's an excellent question. I don't know how you would go about training
That's
a bird.
That's brilliant.
But that is a very smart bird. It was seized by cops, placed in a cage at a local police station, apparently hasn't said another thing. So, not... singing like a canary.
But I mean, he's already in a cage, I'm assuming, or maybe not.
But
He's been caged.
It is a...
accessory to the crime.
Well, yeah, they found all sorts of things. Crack, marijuana, large amounts of money.
Hit the jackpot.
Apparently so. But look, if that bird was on the ballot paper, being smart, I mean, I'm not saying I'd, you know, give it number one votes in the upcoming election, but it'd probably be my top three.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And playing the part of Nikki this morning is Verity.
Happy to take on the role.
All right, what's going on?
Confirmed, Taylor Swift, T-Swizzle, is going to be performing her new single, Me, as the opening number at Wednesday's Billboard Music Awards.
Like me,
and the bonus there is she won't need a cheat sheet for the lyrics, will she?
No, look, not extensive. My mum on the weekend said, sounds like a monkey. I said, look, you're not wrong.
It's true. Swift,
she's won 23 Billboard Music Awards and she's been nominated for another two to stack up in the bank. Film clip for it has been likened to Mary Poppins meets a pack of Starburst. Have you had a chance to see it, the film clip for this song?
No, I haven't, but I've got an idea what that's a pretty good description.
Is it? I've had to go and have a look.
I imagine colourful?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, to say the least. Fastest music video also in history to reach more than 10 million views. It's gone straight to number one on the iTunes chart, so T-Swizzle nails it again.
All right.
In other news, Jaden Smith, so Will Smith's son, in case you didn't know, he was trying to catch a wave at South Trigg Beach over the weekend. That's what the article said. I don't know if that means it's a polite way of saying he can't surf, in which case that's all right too.
He was spotted, that's for sure.
He was spotted doing a bit of surfing. He was the support act to Post Malone
right
at RAC Arena on Friday night.
Big show.
He was also at Coachella last week. He's a busy guy.
Wow. That's clocking up some
serious plane hours.
Frequent flyer miles. Yeah.
I'm not sure he would need frequent flyers, anyway. And British police are cracking down on drone flights near Prince Harry and Meghan's new home after a pilot barely avoided disaster trying to photograph the couple's home. So on that day that it happened, flights were coming into Heathrow, which is apparently near where their dwellings are.
Right.
And it was only a few hundred feet from a passenger aircraft that was coming on in to, you know, land at one of the world's busiest airports. So they've had to put a sign up saying that it is illegal to fly in the area. You'd think that jail time, surely, it wouldn't be worth it. So hopefully that'll curb the...
You think a sign would be like only the first step in the process. Surely that's not all they've done.
But there's the reason that, you know, it's maybe putting they're putting themselves on the lives, these flies of these drones, is because she's due to drop any moment today.
Has she been due for I feel like she's been on the verge for about the last month.
Well, I've read this morning, due today, Australian Eastern Standard Time. They even had
Really?
Yeah, that's what actually.
Does that mean that there'll be inducements happening mean we will have something by the end of the next 48-hour period or something? I don't know.
Royal fans champing at the bit. I can't say I'm one of them, but anyway.
All right, we'll keep an eye out.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.